longer than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough. Through the storms and doubts you'll find your way. Voices may try to pull you, but you won't sway.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Loving Me is Enough podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Natasha Hatcher, and I just want to tell you, I am so excited to be here today. I am so excited to be sharing this episode with you. Now, let me get some things out of the way. I know I have not uploaded an episode in about 3 or 4 weeks, but hold on, before you get upset, let me tell you why. So I remember, I remember telling you guys that I was in school to get my license to be a therapist. Well, honey, let me just tell you. School been schooling. And yeah, apparently my multitasking skills is not what it used to be. So I have delayed a couple of episodes, but nope, you know, I'm sorry. I know you've been waiting and I know you're trying to figure out, like, you said you was going to be back every Sunday. And I am. I promise you I am. But just right now, school has been schooling and your girl just trying to get through so she could get her license. Know what I mean? But anyway, without further ado, we have had two amazing episodes. We talked about the moment you chose yourself, and then we talked about boundaries without guilt. So today is no different. We're going to keep on the same track and we gonna just get into it. Let's do it. So why? This is what we're going to be talking about today. Why we ignore red flags in relationships. Now, before you get all bent out of shape, let me just be clear. It's just not intimate partner relationships. Why do we ignore red flags in our friendships, our whatever ship you're in? Why you ignore those red flags? That's what we want to know. Like, why are you ignoring those red flags? Like, what caused you to ignore those red flags? And we're going to get into it. So, most people don't want to admit it. But in the beginning of every ship, relationship, when you hear me say ship, just know it's a relationship. At the beginning of every ship, we see those red flags. We recognize those red flags and we still choose to get into the ship. I wonder why. Because the truth is, a lot of us don't miss the red flags. We see them. We just explain them away. We minimize them. Or we hope, here's the kicker, we hope they would change. And if you ever find yourself saying any of those things, oh, well, it's not any of these things. It's not that bad. Oh, I can see the change. Oh, once we get together, it'll be a difference. Honey, child, let me tell you. Changing yourself is hard enough, let alone trying to change somebody else. When you find yourself excusing a person's behavior, like saying things, oh, they just been through a lot. Maybe I'm overthinking. Well, guess what, girl? Guess what, bruh? This episode is definitely for you. Let's start here. Ignoring red flags is not always about knowing better. Let's just get that out of the way. Because people are like, oh, you know better, you do better. Well, it's not always about knowing better. Sometimes it's just about not feeling strong enough to choose better. See what I done there? It's not that you don't know better. You're sometimes in a place where you don't feel strong enough to choose better or to choose differently. You can be aware and still stay. You can see the signs and still have hope. You can feel something is off and still try to make it work. But here's the question. Why? Because awareness without alignment leads to compromise. Yeah. I had to learn that. You can be aware of something, but if there's no alignment, you'll continue to compromise. And when you're not fully aligned within yourself, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you will tolerate things that don't reflect your worth. And let me tell you, that is so true, because there was a point in my life where I was not aligned with myself in either one of those areas, whether it was emotional, spiritual, or mental. And I start to tolerate and accept and put up with things that, honey, listen, me and my normal self would not have normally put up with. So, and a lot of times the mistake we make is we confuse potential with reality. Give me a moment. Let me breathe. Having a flashback. I remember being in a ship, and see, y'all gonna know all my business, but it's okay. We family. I remember being in a ship, and I remember saying to myself, "Ooh, this ship has a lot of potential." I didn't see any actualization. I didn't see any effort. I just saw potential. And I got caught up in potential. I allow potential to make me go too far and stay too long. But that's a whole nother episode. So one of the biggest reasons we ignore red flags is because we fall in love with the potential. Who they could be, who they used to be, who they said they want to become. And we hold on to that version of that person so tightly that we ignore that they are consistently showing us the real them every day. They're consistently showing us that they don't add up. They're not, you know, enough. They're not whatever it is, they show it to us every day, but we're holding on so tightly to potential. Baby, potential is not a promise. And loving someone potential will have you overlooking patterns that are actually so real. And I know that to be true. Consistency tells truth, not words, not promises, not intention. But a person's consistency tells you exactly who they are. Why do we choose red flags? So here's what I learned. Sometimes we choose red flags because we want to be chosen so badly that we stop choosing ourselves. Sometimes it's deeper than the actual relationship. Sometimes it's about our need, the need to be loved, the need to be seen, the need to be chosen. You remember when we were kids and we were PE and you had two teams, we're going to play kickball or whatever sport we were going to play at the time in PE, and they were separated in two teams, and you have two team captains, and the captain has to choose the rest of the team from the people that was just left outside of them. And you remember jumping up saying, "Pick me, pick me, pick me." Well, you know, I'm mighty afraid that some of us are still doing that in our adult lives. We're still jumping up and down saying, pick me, choose me, choose me. But why? You know why? Because you have yet to choose yourself. And that, my friends, I'm going to give you this shameless plug. That, my friends, is cause for us to say, or to go back to my first episode, the moment I chose myself. Some of us have the need to be chosen so badly that we would allow ourselves to be in ships that we know that we should not be in. But because the person chose us, allegedly, that's where we stay. And when the need to be chosen is so strong, we start accepting things that we normally wouldn't. We tolerate inconsistency. We excuse disrespect. We ignore emotional unavailability. Oh my God, I am having so many flashbacks. Don't judge me. We listen and we don't judge. Because being chosen eventually is temporary. It feels better being alone, but we don't want to be alone because we want that temporary feeling of being chosen. But here's the hard truth. If you have to abandon yourself to be chosen, newsflash, you're not being chosen at all. You're not even being fully chosen. You're being accepted at the cost of your authenticity. Some of us are in positions where we accept the red flags because in this moment, it feels good. We know it's not good, but it feels good. A lot of times what we call chemistry is actually familiarity. We're familiar with the person. So we choose and to stay in these ships with red flags because we start to normalize what we're used to. Make sense? I'm going to give you an example. If I was a person that grew up in around inconsistency, chaos, emotional distance, or a person that lacked boundaries, then those are the patterns that I'm normal to, right? That's what I'm used to. I'm used to it happening in my home. I'm used to it happening around me. I'm used to it. I grew up around it, right? So those are the patterns that I will continue to choose in my partner, in my ships, in whatever ship I get in. Every ship I choose, whether it be a friendship, a relationship, a partnership, is going to reflect the same things that I'm accustomed to. Even when I know for a fact that they hurt, even when I see the red flags, even when they show up and they're bright red for some of us, even when they feel like warning signs and everything in my body is saying, don't, no, stop, we've been there, got a t-shirt, we still do it. Why? Because it's familiar. It feels comfortable. It feels normal. It feels like, okay, this is what I'm used to. So I continue to do it. I continue to make the same mistakes. I continue to allow my situation and my feelings to pull me because it's familiar. And we stay in what feels familiar even when it's unhealthy because it doesn't require us to step into the unknown. Most of us are not, we're not afraid of success. You know what we're afraid of? The fear of the unknown. I'll tell you how I know that. I remember being granted an opportunity that was so great, and I knew it was a good opportunity. I knew it going in. I knew when it was offered. But at the same time, I didn't accept the opportunity because I was fearful of the unknown. Where I was comfortable. It was familiar. I knew that place. I resonated with that place. I resonated with that situation, that circumstance. So it was comfortable, right? So I didn't think to move forward or move on because it's comfortable. Why would I want to do something that was that's uncomfortable? So I stayed. And like I said earlier, I went too far and stayed too long. And that's what some of us are doing. We're choosing familiarness over seeing these red flags because it's a familiar place. We know what to expect. We know how to expect it. And we know what to do when we're here. One of my favorite examples of that is the movie. Oh my gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Pretty Woman. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite examples. There's a scene in Pretty Woman where Richard Gere and the amazing Julia Roberts, she's in the elevator and he has her all dressed up in this beautiful gown, this beautiful outfit, whatever it is. And the ladies in the these ladies come into the elevator and they look at her like she's just like, we can see you dress nice, but we know that's not the real you. You're still a prostitute. We still a this and that and da da da. And they were looking at her crazy. And I remember Julia Roberts said to Richard Gere in the movie, she said, if I was wearing my own clothes, acting like my own self, I would have known how to handle that. And what I got from that example was when we pretend to be somebody else and we pretend to fake the funk, as I would say, when situation and circumstances arise, we won't know how to handle it because we're not showing up as our real authentic self. When we choose relationships or when we choose to stay in a ship that we know is unhealthy, we know it's causing us damage in some form, some shape, some way, we don't know how to handle ourselves in it because we're not really being authentically ourselves. But anyway, healing will require you to choose peace over being the familiar. So we're going to move on. Why do we choose to ignore the red flags? Think about it for a moment. I know I said a whole lot and all of that sounded good, but ask yourself this. Look in the mirror if you have a mirror around. If you don't, take your phone, turn the camera on, turn it to the selfie and ask yourself, say self, and let me tell you, self-talk is good, it's healthy. Self, why do I continue to choose red flags? Just think, I'm gonna give you a moment. I know why I chose red flags in the past, why I chose to ignore them. I'll tell you. I just want you to think about your reason. Why do you continue to choose red flags? You know why? And I'm just going to talk about intimate relationships. This is now with a partner. Not friendship, just a regular relationship. Boy, girl, whatever your preference is. That's a whole nother episode. You know why we choose to ignore red flags? Because we believe that love requires endurance. We believe love requires endurance. Some of us was taught directly or indirectly that love means staying no matter what. Oh, Jesus. I can tell you the many stories of people that I knew, know, and currently know that are in relationships because they were taught that regardless of what happens, and I know the saints about to come for me, regardless of what happens, you stick and you stay. That used to be the motto when I was growing up that I heard. You stick and you stay. Let me be clear on my position before I go any further. I am never opposed to sticking and staying. However, I want us to be very clear on what you're sticking to and what you're staying with. Okay? Because we have people in our lives that we stick and stay with, and it's not beneficial to us in any way, any shape, or any form. And I'll give you examples of why it's stick and stay doesn't always work. Stick and stay for some people is so unhealthy that I have seen situations where it cost them literally their lives. I have seen situations where stick and stay has cost people their mental health. I've seen it. I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I'm not telling you something I read about. I'm not telling you something I saw on the news. I am telling you something that I, Natasha, has witnessed with my 2/4 eyes. Sticking and staying is not always good, especially when you know that there are red flags. Let me give you examples of what those red flags are when you stick and stay. Be you married or in a relationship, and I understand the Christian community, the religious community is against divorce. And hear me clearly, I am not a fan of divorce. Let me give you that disclaimer. I am not a fan of divorce. Divorce hurts. I don't care who you are. You could be the strongest person. You could be the most wealthiest person. You could be the most sane person. I don't care who you are. Divorce hurts. End of story. Is God pleased with divorce? Absolutely not. However, this is Natasha. I am not giving anybody a permission or rights to divorce your partner. I believe that there are some acceptances. Now, you can go read your Bible for yourself. Don't listen to me. You don't have to take what I say as face value because I am not an expert. What I do know is the God that I serve, that's all I'm going to say. So, stick and stay. Red flags. Emotional abuse. Red flag. Verbal abuse, red flag. Financial abuse, red flag. Physical abuse, red flag. But these are the types of things that I've heard people tell people, stick and stay. It will get better. So there are times in our lives where even when we recognize the red flags, there are people in our lives that will force us to think that the red flag is not a red flag. I mean, I don't know what else we need to see. It's a red flag. I mean, it's red. It's no way possible you can confuse red with any other color. I mean, think about it. When you see red, you don't automatically mistake red for blue. You don't mistake it for white. You don't mistake it for black. You as close as it may be, you don't even mistake it for maroon or burgundy. Because red is red. And so likewise in our relationships, red is red. If you are being physically abused, this is Natasha again. This is not the opinion of the church, but this is me. I am not sticking and staying to anything or anyone that is physically abusing me. You cannot convince me enough. This is my opinion. This is my podcast. You can choose to stop the recording right now and no longer listen. But you cannot convince me enough to believe that the God I serve wants me to stay in a physically abusive relationship and ignore everything that's going on. I just want that to make sense. There's no way possible. And I done went off on a tangent, but hey, we're here now. It's no way possible for me to believe that that's the will that God, that when he created me, when he created the verse Jeremiah 29:11, that I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. It did not include physical violence. That's just my opinion. Because God, why would you create me to be physically abused? You don't even abuse me. Why would I stand for somebody else abusing me? Red flag. And some of us are taught these things directly and indirectly because that means the person loves you. If he doesn't hit you, he doesn't love you. If she doesn't do this, she doesn't love you. Ooh, I can go on and on and on and on and on. But I won't. I won't. We choose to ignore red flags in intimate relationship because we think that love requires suffering. We think that love requires sacrifice without limits. We think that love means holding on even when it hurts. Give you a tangible example. Women, I'll speak to the women first. Imagine holding on. Remember the old school curling iron? Imagine holding on to a curling iron, just holding it. At first, when you first plug it in, it's not hot, it's not warm, it's still kind of cool, whatever. But imagine after you plug it in and you hold on to it, the barrel, you hold on to it, and it's as time progresses, it gets warm, it gets warmer, it gets hot, it gets hotter. Imagine holding on to a hot curler. You know it's hurting. Your hands are burning. Imagine still holding on to it. That's what holding on to red flags look like. We believe it means sacrificing so much, hurting so much, because we were told to stick and stay. Men, imagine you go to the barber and you're sitting in a chair and the barber's getting ready to do clean up your face, your beard. And imagine your barber just continuously using that blade, going over that same spot, just constantly going over that same spot until your skin becomes raw. That's what that feels like. Now, I'm not giving, again, I say this, I'm not telling you walk out of your relationship. I am saying, analyze and assess, why am I married or why am I holding on? I didn't mean to say married, but why am I holding on when I know and I saw these red flags, especially for those of us that go into the relationship knowing that these were red flags in the beginning? If it was a red flag in the beginning, chances are it's going to be a red flag in the end. If it was a red flag when you got in 30 days in, because let me tell you something, you know why God give you 90-day probation? Because after 90 days, the real you start to show up. Everybody was mad at Steve Harvey when he said, you know, if you're going to be sexually intimate with the person, make them wait 90 days. Everybody was mad when he said that, right? And I get it, because no sex before marriage. I understand that. But you know why 90 days? Because after 90 days, the real her shows up. The real him shows up. But if you get all blinded in the first 90 days and don't pay attention to what you're seeing, then you ain't got nobody but to blame but you. But anyway, that's another story. So when red flags appear, instead of seeing them as signals to pause or walk away, we see them as challenges to overcome. Oh, I know we good for this, women. Oh, that's fine. I could change that. Oh, that's fine. I could da-da-da-da. Oh, that's fine. Girl, what world you created to where you feel like you could change the world? That ain't your job. Some of that stuff is above your pay grade. We see these things, we see red flags as challenges. Example, women. Oh, he was like that with her, but he ain't gonna be like that with me. Why? My mama used to say, a zebra never changes stripes, baby. Now, I'm not saying the person can't change. So please don't confuse that with me saying a person can't change. We think if we say things to ourselves like, if I love them enough, if I'm patient enough, those are the things we say when we, if I stay long enough, maybe if I don't speak my mind, maybe if I don't wear my hair a certain way, maybe if I don't dress a certain way, maybe if I don't go a certain, nothing you do will be enough to a person's red flag if that's their red flag. Because love should not require you to continuously ignore your own needs. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Healthy love feels safe. It feels consistent and it feels respectful. It does not feel like confusion, anxiety, or emotional instability. That's unhealthy. And I don't know about you, but at this great big old age of my late 40s, there is no way I am accepting anything but healthy. I've been through my unhealthy season. I've been through my season where I chose red flags. I ain't gonna say I didn't see them. I saw them. Oh, absolutely. They were blaring red flags. Some of them even came with that caution sound with it. I chose, hear me clearly. I chose knowingly to still move forward, knowing that they were red flags. How many of us can truthfully say, listen, you know what? I got to take accountability. I chose this red flag. I knew it was a red flag. I knew this, that, and the third. I know that. I knew that, but I still chose it anyway. But choosing red flags come with a cost. What's the cost of ignoring red flags, Natasha? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ignoring red flags doesn't make them disappear. Let's just start there. It doesn't make them inevitable. But it also delays the inevitable. The longer you ignore them, the more you invest. So you didn't tell me, what is it costing me? Hold on, I'm going to get there. Slow down, pump your brakes, take a breather. What is it costing me? Your time, your energy, your emotions, your peace, and for some of us, money. I said it again. The cost of ignoring red flags is costing you your time. And time is one of those things, I don't care how you try, you will never get it back. It's costing you your energy. It's costing you emotions/mental health. Because at the price of your emotions is also the price of your mental health. It costs you your peace. I always say, if it costs me my peace, baby, it is too expensive. I don't want it. I don't want it. You know how hard it is to create peace in your own life with everything that's going on? Do you know how hard it is to maintain peace? Just to allow someone to cost you your peace? That's expensive. I tell people all the time, not everybody's invited into my home because my home is just that, my home. And my home is a sanctuary. It is my sanctuary. It's where I come and I experience peace. It's where I come from my busy day, my stressful day, my tiring day, whatever type of day it is. And I experience peace. I cannot allow chaos in my home because that's where I come to experience peace. So everybody ain't invited. There are times when people who are invited to my home, they will come into my home. And sometimes if we're sitting on the couch or whatever we're doing, within moments, you could see the demeanor changes. Why? Because now they're experiencing the same peace that I've created in my home. I have people that fall asleep on my couch and be like, ooh, I didn't even think I was tired. I know. It's the level of peace that I create in my home. Everybody's not allowed in my house. Everybody's not allowed in my home. And simply because this is my place of peace. And if it's going to cost me my peace, anything, any person, any place, any circumstance that is causing Natasha E. Hatchett her peace, ooh, it's too expensive. I don't want it. I can't afford it. Mm-mm. And I will walk away quickly. Because if you know me as a person, I've been through way too much to allow my peace to be stolen or to be taken away from me. So it causes you, ignoring red flags costs you your time, your energy, your emotions / mental health, your peace and finances. Some of us had to pay our way out after encountering red flags. Whether it's encountering a red flag in any ship, sometimes it costs us monetarily to get rid of those red flags. Until walking away feels harder than staying, you're going to continue to choose red flags. But every time you ignore a red flag, you send yourself a message. What's the message you're sending yourself? You send yourself the message that my intuition doesn't matter. My discernment doesn't matter. My feelings doesn't matter. My boundaries don't matter. That's the message you send yourself. And over time, let me tell you what happened. You keep sending those same messages. Self-disconnect from self. Because what you've told yourself is, we can't trust ourselves. I can't trust me. So self say, okay, well, why are we working so hard? Disconnect. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So what do I do from here? How do I get back to a place where I begin to honor myself in recognizing the red flag and not engaging? And if I am in a situation where there are still red flags, but I'm committed, meaning I'm married to it, what do I do? Because again, I would never promote divorce, ever. Been there, done that. It doesn't feel good. But what I will promote, let me speak to my married folks first. You're married, whether you're married for 1 year or 60 years, I don't care. You're married, right? You chose the red flag. As we will say, since we're here, what do we do now? There's a couple of things. It's not just your goal to spot the red flag. And I'll make this general for everybody. It's not just your goal to spot the red flag. The goal is to trust yourself enough to respond to it. So for my married folks, you see the red flag. Maybe you didn't see it in the beginning of the marriage. Maybe you didn't see it before you got married. Maybe you didn't see it when you were 2 years in, 2 months in, 3 weeks in. You didn't see it, but now you're seeing it. What do I do? Now, I'm not going to push my Jesus on anybody, but I will tell you what I will offer. You're here now. Divorce is not an option because there's no physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, da, da, da. It's none of those things I said in the beginning. What do I do? I will offer to you to pray about it. Take the red flag before the Lord and see what God says. And don't just take it one day and then think that settles it. I'm talking about diligently seek. The Bible says he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Diligently seek God. And what do I do now with this red flag? How do I approach? And this is even just for regular us in relationships. How do I approach this red flag? Is this a situation, married people, close your ears, it's not for you. Is this a situation where I'm not married? Do I stay? I would offer, monitor their red flag. Before you walk down that aisle, before you say I do, monitor that red flag and stand firm in what you see. Don't minimize. She did this, but you know, he did that, but it's not that bad. She not bad. What you see is what you see. And if you stop trusting your own intuition, that's when self disconnect from self and self stop telling you anything. Right? So the goal is not just to spot it, but trust yourself enough to respond to them. Pause, question, set boundaries, and if necessary, walk away. Because I'm a firm believer, and I believe it was Maya Angelou that said it, when a person shows you who they are the first time, believe them, because that's who I am. If all I have done to you, done in this relationship, if all that person has done in the relationship is lie, 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 or play victim, 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 whatever the pattern is, if that's all they've done, what makes you think they're going to change if they've been doing it the whole relationship? You think saying I do going to change the circumstance? Some people give them a right to do it even more, but whole nother podcast. Set boundaries. Question yourself. And we did an episode, I think it was the prior episode to this, boundaries without guilt. Boundaries. Set boundaries. Question yourself. Question the red flag. Hell, even go as far as questioning the person. I notice you do such and such and such. What's up with that? Don't just hear what they say out their mouth. Watch body language. Because sometimes our bodies say what our mouths is afraid to utter. Watch the body language. Watch the eye movement. I'm giving you mental health 101. Watch the body movement. Watch the twitching, the fidgeting, the shifting of the eyes. Watch all those stuff. The deep breath. Watch the body language. You'll know. If you don't ignore your intuition, you'll feel it. You'll sense it. So yeah, learn to trust yourself again. Trust that what you see is what you see. Because the more you heal, the less you will feel the need to explain away what you're seeing, what you're feeling, or the need to excuse those red flag behaviors. The more you heal your inner self too, ladies and gentlemen, the more less likely you are to choose and to stay with red flags. Red flags. Women, one of the greatest lies that we ever tell, we've told ourselves over the years, and I've noticed it because I've said it to myself and I've done it. One of the greatest lies we ever told ourselves is, oh, we've been together for 5 years. We've been living together. Ain't married. We've been living together and we're going to eventually get married. When does eventually ever come? I've known people that have been together for years that's saying the same thing. 10 years in. 6 years in. 2 years in. 3 years in. And there's no time limit on when you should be proposed to or you should propose. But what I am saying, it certainly don't take 5 years or 10 years for you to say that's my person. Most of us, if not all of us, if we do this the right way, we'll know automatically. That's my person. I have a friend. She's been married now. I want to tell you it's 25 years. And I admire her marriage. I admire her relationship with her husband. She knew when she met her husband on that college campus that was her person. I'm talking about college. She knew that was her person. And 25 years later, 2 children later, that's still her person. You know what I'm saying? And somewhere down the line, he had to know she was his person too, eventually, once they got into the relationship. So what am I saying? Don't ignore red flags, because when you know, you know. And I know I don't really like that term, that phrase, but it's true. When you know, you know. Don't ignore the red flags. Choose yourself even when it's hard. Because like I said, the more you heal, the less you will feel the need to explain away behavior that doesn't align with your peace. You won't ignore red flags, but you'll honor them. I started the podcast and I said, why do we choose to ignore red flags? Because we're unhealed. That part of us that chose that red flag or accepted that red flag was the part of us that was unhealed. And I'm going to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still choosing red flags to this day, I'm going to strongly suggest that you seek therapy. I know we like to say, I don't need no therapy. I got my friend. I got my mom. I got so-and-so. You do. But let me tell you what therapy is. It's an unbiased opinion that you can get to authentically tell the truth. Because you know you're only telling your mama half the story. You know you're telling your boy half the story. And you certainly ain't telling your girl the whole story. But the therapist, they're not invested in your personal life to the degree where you feel shame. You could dump that stuff on your therapist and be real. Be authentically you and get the help that you need. If you've ignored the red flags, as I get ready to wrap up this show, because I feel like it was a good show, go back and listen to it again. Again and again. Don't mind me. I'm being biased. But if you've ignored your red flags, don't feel shame. Don't shame yourself. Don't guilt yourself. Don't be mad at yourself. But what I want you to do is this. Understand yourself. Whatever red flag you chose or chosen in the past or currently choosing now, understand that there was a need. It was a need for you to do that, for you to see where your need was of what it is that you needed to heal within yourself. And some red flags does teach us a lesson. So don't be mad. Get over it. It taught you a lesson. What was the lesson? I don't know. Was it a hard lesson? Probably was. Was it a costly lesson? Absolutely. Was it an emotional lesson? It could have been. I don't know what your lesson is, but there was a version of you that chose that red flag, and there was a version of you that was still learning. So right now, here's the thing. Become more aware, more aligned, more grounded in your worth. This podcast is called Loving Me is Enough. And one day I'm just going to do a whole episode and tell you guys how I came up with how God and I came up with the Loving Me is Enough mantra. Wasn't a pretty road to get here. It had no roses along the side of the road. I remember a whole lot of thorns. But it was necessary. You know what I'm saying? Understand where you are. Analyze where you are. Assess where you are. And make the decision moving forward. You chose the red flag. It's okay. Now ask yourself why. And once you ask yourself why, let self give you the answer and then work on it. Because now you know. You know you don't have to convince yourself to stay in something that doesn't feel right, something that God has not called or ordained for you to be in. You don't have to shrink your standards to keep someone. And let me just say this again, love doesn't hurt and love is not abusive. Love should make you grow. It shouldn't make you shrink. Love should bring joy into your life. It shouldn't bring demise and sorrow. That ain't the kind of love. May that love never, ever find me. And you know, now you know you don't have to ignore your intuition to feel love. This is be it male or female. Don't ignore what you feel. Feel what you feel and move forward in addressing it. Because here's the thing. Loving you is enough. And in order for someone else to love you, you have to love yourself. So we're going to end here. Thank you so much for listening to the Loving Me is Enough podcast. And I want to say this, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone else that you think may need clarity on why they're choosing red flags. Share it with that girlfriend, that friend girl that you keep saying, girl, you don't see these red flags? Share it with her. Because this might bring confirmation and it just might give them the courage that they need to believe and to trust themselves again. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, listen to yourself, honor what you feel, and choose what aligns with your peace. And remember, loving you is enough. Have a good day. Power in your hands, your story's just begun.